April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get to Redick because honestly, of all these guys that we're talking about, in terms of nationals, because Brandon Graham's a different thing that's coming. In terms of like the great players and people on the Eagles this year, the Sirianis, the Hurts, the AJ Browns, all these guys, like no one has gotten less national attention than Hassan Redick. Like
I agree.
The dude, as you pointed out, half sack in the game, we thought it was two to one. 70.5 sacks in 18 games. He had 16 sacks during the freaking season this
year.
A
ton of forced fumbles.
And as we've talked about so many times, like, completely passive. Like, he looked better than that. He looked better than that. He should have had 25 sacks, it feels like, throughout the course of the season.
Well, there's also some stat, and there's actually a lot of, like, analytical stats that really favor Hassan Redick and what he did this year.
It passes the eye test.
Yeah, it passed the eye test, too. But there was a stat.
He was dominant.
There was some stat that said, like, of the sacks that he got, he earned the most of them. Like, it wasn't like he was jumping on at the end type of thing.
And
like,
I believe that.
Yeah, he was like the first one there.
How many videos do we see this year of like Hassan just chasing plays down? It was like every week it's like, oh, look at Hassan just motoring after a dude. Yeah. Look at Hassan making a play happen, like getting the quarterback after it looked like no way you would get him. Like, all that stuff. And how many sacks did he have where he had him in his grasp and they got away and all? Like,
so who was it three? It was Chris Jones, Nick Bosa.
It was Chris Jones, it was Nick Bosa, and it was Micah Parsons. And we'll put Nick Bosa to the side because we both agree Nick Bosa should absolutely be in there, and he probably should win. Like, Nick Bosa was the best defensive player this year. It's okay. I think Hassan Redick might have been the second best.
Yeah.
I think he might have been the second best defensive player this year.
Look, I think it probably should be Nick Bosa. And I didn't, you know, I watched all Hassan Redick's games. Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice had an interesting article where he listed all the tackles that Nick Bosa had his sacks against, and they were all bad.
Really?
Like, rookies.
That's
like,
fascinating.
Yeah. Now, look, you know, Redick goes against bad tackles,
too. And also, the thing you can flip around, too, is say that, as you've pointed out many times, and it's one of the reasons... Yeah, it's one of the reasons we think the Eagles have a really good chance, is that, you know, there's probably... It might just... There's probably a lot of defense or offensive dedication to stop more
100%.
To specifically Bosa than to Redick, is my point. Because of all the other things that...
Yeah.
Well, they have to worry about some more guys.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think of the Redick thing, and honestly, I would say I'm guilty of it, too, in the way that... There's something about him, not him personally, but just you see with the way he's talked about, he just doesn't get the recognition.
Doesn't.
He just doesn't. Even when they signed the contract.
A contract!
I was like, something's got to be off here. Because if he's this age and does this and had this resume the last 2 years,
he should be getting $100 million.
Why is he not the highest paid player in free agency?
Yeah.
And dude, the Redick contract might be the... You know, we talk so much about
single best contract,
even including rookie quarterbacks like, you know, Trevor Lawrence. Like, you can
argument. I mean, no. I heard it's like $1 million or whatever.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right. Good point. But I'm saying Redick, for what he does at his,
because Hurts is a second round, like for like Burrow, like those other rookie contracts you could say. But Hurts is a second rounder is like exceptionally
like
the best contract. But you're right. Like, especially certainly into like it's one of the great free agent signings.
Dude.
Ever, maybe. Like, certainly first-year performance.
So I have two predictions. One, Nick Sirianni's going to get a contract extension within, like, a week of the season.
Yeah, that's good.
But if I'm Hassan Redick, man...
Going up and be like, Howie.
I don't know. Like, and look, the Eagles love to redo deals. Like, if I'm Redick, and I don't think he'd do this because, you know, whatever. But, like, I'm at least saying... dude, I should be, if not the highest paid edge in the league, I'm certainly should be top three. He's 17th right now.
Yeah, if nothing else, I should be the highest paid edge on this freaking team. Yeah,
that's a good point, too. Yeah, yeah. Right? Dude, I mean, he basically got...
He got less than Graham and Sweat, well, the same amount like Sweat, as Graham, like, essentially.
So I went back and looked at his deal. I think he got like $35 million, which is like, look, he shouldn't be making that a year, but he should be at like, I don't, dude, again, he had almost as many sacks as games.
I'm, dude, and forced fumbles, man.
And he was awesome at the end of the year, too.
Yeah, dude, it's a steal.
And Micah Parsons, I guess, has to be in it. But
does he? He fell off in the second
half. He fell off for sure.
And they made this
now,
point.
Now, to your point, I do think he gets very, very, like, individually schemed for.
If I had to pick one guy to start a team with, I'd pick Micah Parsons over Reddick. He's younger. He's more devastating overall and stuff. But I think you can make an argument that this specific season, the way it played out, that Reddick was better. But you're right. Look, I didn't watch the Chiefs play every game and all that. Jones had 15 and a half sacks as a defensive tackle. Like,
it's pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty freaking good.
It's like, pretty good.
I don't think that this is one of the... I think there are a lot of qualified candidates, but it's just... It's when Reddick has been slighted all season long like this, and when it's the Eagles getting slighted in these spots, it just... It amplifies it.
Well, and so he tweeted yesterday something like, you know, at some point this has to stop.
What do I got to do?
And I always think it must be annoying not only to be slighted, but to be constantly asked about being slighted.
Oh, because it's the first question you get.
It's all the time.
And you know what else we didn't think about, too, with that is that there's stuff in contracts, too. Like, I'll bet you he has some DPOY thing if he's top three, gets another few hundred thousand.
That's the other part of this.
Like, it's costing him money.
Like, that's, I mean, again, this goes back to the voting process. Like, I don't know, and this is kind of the movie thing, but not to get back to that. But like,
no.
But like, again, like, there's real life implications for the voters. You know, there is. Not, okay. I never mind.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No. I shouldn't
say
it.
Is it a movie thing?
I will say it. So No, it's a compliment, but I just didn't know if he would want me to say it. So Ruben Frank of NBC Sports Philly gets a vote for, I believe he gets it for AP.
Okay.
Right? And I was talking to him about it.
Well, he should. He's been covering the team for the last 150 years.
Yes. And so I was talking, to him about it, and he had to vote for a long snapper. And I said to him, I was like, you know, how in the world do you go about doing that? And he... explained the process to me of how he went through and looked at every single long snapper and like it was something impressive. So I will say, as much as I'm dunking on voters, like
there are voters who really take it seriously.
There are voters who really take it seriously.
I'm sure there's a lot of Ruben Franks out there.
And they should, because it's a really important thing.
To what we're just talking, if nothing else, just to money. Like if nothing else, if you take nothing else out of it, like just in terms of like you're handing people millions of dollars one way or another or whatever. 100%.
So look, Reddick got slated. You know, it's funny, the one person that actually got in there is Jalen. And we're not even talking.
Well,
about
I was going to do that last. I was gonna do all the slides and then get to the like, hey, at least Jalen. Now, here's my question about Jalen. And he was second team AP all quarterback, so I think he would have been in there anyway. But if it's a top three, is he still in there for sure? Right? I think he has to be.
Who were the five again?
So it's him, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Justin Jefferson. So Justin Jefferson's obviously out of the top three.
Yeah, yes, for sure. He is extremely valuable to that team.
Of course,
yes,
he is. Yeah, yeah. But like,
honestly, I think he's not in the top three.
I think the top three are probably Burrow, Mahomes, and Hurts.
Yeah.
Which it should be. Like we talked about yesterday, those are the three most important players. 100%.
I do think he would be in there. I thought it was a little interesting, and I'm probably reading too much into this, that when the NFL put out their graphic, they put Hurts in the middle.
That's interesting.
Who knows? I don't think he's going to win it. He's not going to
win it. But it would be, wouldn't that be something?
So, excuse me. I'm sorry I'm doing this. I asked Hurts yesterday at the press conference when he sat down. I was like, you got nominated for MVP. Like, what do you think about it? And, dude, let me tell you. I talk a lot about how, like, he controls a room. There is something about when he looks you in the eyes that's a little, like...
piercing.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to use the word intimidating because he's a very nice guy, but it's like, I better, like, really pay attention to what I'm doing right now. So I can see from a leader how if he looks like Pascal or Devontae in the eyes, they're like, oh, shit, I better run the right now. Because so, like, I ask him, so you're a finalist for the MVP. Like, what'd you think? And he waits, like, 5 seconds. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I hope he really was. I knew he was, but the way he reacted, I was like, I really, really hope I didn't mess this up. So he's like, oh, I didn't even know about it until you told me, like, blah, blah, blah. Do you really think he didn't know?
No.
Right. I feel like he had to know.
His people told him.
Dude, he gets prepped for every press conference. Yes. You don't think it's a story that you're nominated for MVP?
Yeah.
But he did say, like, I'm at a loss for words or something, so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And look,
he deserves it.
He deserves it. We think he deserves to win it. And look, I'm much more upset than Brandon Graham didn't get nominated for Comeback Player of the Year than that Hurts is not going to win MVP. Like, he deserves it.
Yeah.
He should win it. Well, he was the most valuable player to his team in the league this year, I think, personally.
I remember when I was walking out of the Eagles win over the Packers, and I think that was Monday night or Sunday night or something like that.
Sunday
I think it was
night.
Sunday night, yeah. And, you know, Hurts, like, you know, ran for whatever he did, threw for whatever he did, like, played awesome. And I remember thinking, like, we should all take a step back and realize, like, what we just witnessed. He just outplayed Aaron Rodgers in a primetime game.
Easily outplayed him. Yeah. Like, and I dominated
think him. This is another moment where we should take a step back and go, Jalen Hurts got nominated for MVP. And not only got nominated, like, we all think he should win it.
He's
and
24.
So we spent so much time, literally almost 2 years at this point, if not 2.5 years, debating, like, can Hurts be the guy, blah, blah, whatever, right? Like, he did it. He did it. All that work he did paid off. And this is why it matters who win these awards, because he was questioned, I don't want to say his whole life, but like at Alabama, at Oklahoma, when he was drafted, last year, this year, whatever. The dude has been nominated as one of the three or four, well, five, but he's going to finish top three, most important players in the entire league. Like, and it's just bananas that he pulled it off.
He doesn't turn 25 till August. He's still closer to his 24th birthday than to his 25th.
Yeah.
Think about that. He played this whole season at the age of 24. Yeah. Like, a lot of guys don't get in the league at that position until they're 24. Carson Wentz was 24 when he got in the league at that position. Yeah. Like, what this kid has done is, we've never seen it. We've never seen it. As Eagles fans, and honestly, as we talked about with the Josh Allen leap, now becoming the Jalen Hurts leap, as football fans, we have never seen a guy go from what he was at the age of 23 last year to what he is at the age of 24 this year. Like, I've never seen it.
I agree.
The leap that this guy took, and
he deserves all of it.
Because it's all him. And every, you know, the coach, like, everything helps. But but this guy deserves as much credit as any athlete I ever remember for a year-to-year change.
And look, like, nothing was handed to him.
Nothing.
You know?
No.
Like, nothing at all.
He was drafted. He was a backup.
Yeah. So, it's
Came in, shut his mouth, did his work, took his opportunity, ran with it, literally and figuratively, and now we're here.